U.S. Senator Clara McCaskill led a Senate hearing today on the militarization of local police forces.
It seems to me there is a better way to monitor a crowd that is peacefully protesting than pointing mounted sniper weapons at them under those circumstances. I mean, it seems common sense would tell you that's going to make the situation much worse, not make it better.
Yes, you're right.
McCaskill is from the state which saw protests in Ferguson over the death of unarmed black 18-year-old Mike Brown by white police. And it's the state which saw a military-style police force confront demonstrators. Images of officers using equipment originally intended for use by combat soldiers were seen on social media and television screens across the nation.
You know, one of the things that I witnessed in Ferguson was the chicken and egg situation that really occurred, where you had a spontaneous demonstration, you had the vast majority of which was very peaceful. Beginning on Saturday, we did have some looting on Sunday night, but aside from the looting on Sunday night, the vast majority of it was peaceful up until the following weekend, when you began to see a whole lot of people embedded among the peaceful protesters that were there for a confrontation. And there's no question in my mind that the idea that all of this equipment was brought out early in the week contributed to a mentality among the peaceful protesters that they were being treated as the enemy, that this was a military force and they were facing down an enemy. And these were peaceful protesters that in America we're supposed to be celebrating as part of our constitutional heritage.
The hearing grappled with how to deal with government equipment given to local police forces without any real oversight or training. Hillary Shelton with the NAACP said the militarization of local police forces makes absolutely no sense.
So we have 79,288 assault rifles that were actually given by the Department of Defense to local police departments, 205 grenade launchers, 11,959 bayonets, and I'm trying to figure out what they're going to do with 3,972 combat knives. But indeed, that is what is with local police departments now. It makes no sense.
The consensus from the hearing is that there needs to be a paradigm shift, more supervision and safeguards. More checks and balances need to be in place, as well as more dialogue locally between the police and their communities as to what equipment police forces should have. Lawmakers are considering doing more to monitor and hold accountable police departments across the U.S. that obtain sophisticated military equipment from the feds. McCaskill said hearings on the issue will continue. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.